broadcasting from the great state of Texas. News and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Good evening, Lubbock, Amarillo, Abilene, Wichita Falls, Midland, Odessa, Dallas, Fort Worth, down in Houston, over in El Paso, and anywhere else inside or outside the great state of Texas, wherever you may be listening on this Thursday, December 11th. 14 days now until Christmas. We welcome you into the program. Glad that you have joined us today here on the program, as we have a lot to talk about, as always. There's never a shortage, of things to talk about. There's always news out there, always issues to get into. We'll visit with Mackenzie DeLulo coming up at 5:35. We've got some of the latest on the Lubbock County drama that's happening over the commissioner's court. We will get into that today. The latest on Obamacare subsidies. We've got Democrats thinking that they are going to, well, at least target the Texas House this go around. We'll get into that a little bit during the program. We've got some more AI news, as always, it seems, that's out there that we can talk about today. And really, whatever else you want to get into on a Thursday evening. You've heard from everybody else all day. Now it's your chance, your opportunity to sound off on the big issues of the day, whether it's something locally, statewide, or nationally. We want to hear from you. You can text in at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. When you text in, give us your name, where you're listening from. That way we can give you a proper shout-out whenever you give us a text. You can also tap the app and send us a message that way right through your station's app. You can communicate with us. It's very simple to do. You can also communicate with us via social media, Facebook, also on X and Twitter, also on Instagram at Chad Hasty Radio. That's where we are. And, of course, you can always reach out the old-fashioned way. The old-fashioned way of picking up the phone and dialing in at 1-800-687-0790. That's 1-800-687-0790. The first voice you hear from when you dial in today, he's a guy who, well, fortunately, you did not have to chase down any dogs today. Nick, how you doing today?
I'm feeling great. It's a great day. 2 weeks away, like you said, from Christmas Day. But you know what also makes today special?
What's that?
On this day, 1971.
Okay.
Everybody's favorite. The Libertarian Party was formed. Big day. I just want to say, shout out to the Libertarians. This is a great day for everyone.
Let's say a big day for the Libertarians out
December 11th, 1971.
Yeah.
That's their birthday.
Okay, well.
I thought we needed to shed light on that.
You know what? That's nice of you.
Yeah, it is.
That's nice of you, looking out for the Libertarians out there.
Well, I was looking for birthdays as well. Boy, there's pretty light today.
Is it real light? Is it a real light birthday list?
It is. You know what? Libertarian it is.
Okay.
We're already, arguably sub 2 weeks from Christmas.
Sure, yeah.
Partially halfway through December.
Yep.
I don't know. And I don't know what to look forward to most, Christmas Day or New Year's. They always, to me, it varies.
Or Christmas Day.
You think?
Yeah.
Is that the bigger of the two?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, of course, yeah.
But New Year's means so much.
It doesn't.
The turning of a new leaf, a new year, new me.
Yeah.
I get to say that.
Yeah.
Starting the first.
I'm looking forward to watching the Tech game.
Oh yeah.
On New Year's Day. That's. I mean. whatever.
Okay.
It's a new year.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. That's fine.
I know. All the possibilities for the next 12 and a half
months.
You know
what? I know people who would say this, Nick. You don't have to wait. You don't have to wait until 2026.
I can be a new me now.
You can make a new you right now.
I can be the better version.
You can be a better version. You don't have to wait. There's nothing that says
but
you have to wait until January, until the New Year's Day, which is a Thursday. Then the very next day is a Friday.
Yeah.
You're not going to work. Yeah, we're not going to be here. It's a deal where you're like, oh yeah, new year, new me. Oh, it's the weekend
starting
already.
Monday.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Well, yeah. I'll start the diet on Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then it's January 5th, and you're screwed.
Do people still do the diets each year?
Of course.
Is that still the number one?
Yes.
What is it called? What is it called?
Reconstitution.
What is it
yes.
called? A year. What is it? New year. New Year's
resolutions.
Resolutions. Yeah,
not
yeah.
constitutions.
Whatever.
Well, I like it though. I like the constitution part. Yeah, that's good.
Is dieting really top of the
that's
list?
That's number one. Yeah.
That seems such a cliche.
That's number one, probably by a very wide,
really
wide margin. And then, well, yeah, it's cliche yeah. for a reason.
Is exercise number two?
I think that pairs
get more
with. I think it pairs with losing weight.
Dieting. Again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then after that's probably a financial deal
yeah.
of saving more or making yeah. more
or
money.
Take more vacations. Some people do that.
Yeah, that's usually around number like four or five, I think, is take more vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Once you're healthy,
yeah.
you've got a little money saved up.
Exactly.
Enjoy yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
again, and I have a dear friend who often says, you do not have to wait.
Yeah.
Until January 1st. No. You could start right now.
But that's boring. Why would
be
I
different.
Want to do that?
Be different.
I don't want it. The internet says
be different. You don't
otherwise.
Have to live and die by the internet, Nick.
It says you.
Just because AI tells you this is when you should start. Don't let AI take over, Nick.
No.
Don't let it take your life yet.
I don't know if it's taken my life. You know, if it suggests something, I'm not going to fight it.
Yeah. Today, by the way, a few national days out there, nothing to write home about. Today is International Mountain Day, so hello to International Mountains. Congratulations. It's also Christmas Jumper Day, so if you're a child or a weird adult, happy Christmas Jumper Day. National John Day, J-O-N Day. So if your name is spelled John that way, it's your day. It's also a National App Day.
I'm waiting for Libertarian Day to come in here.
It's not.
There's
not. There is Noodle Ring Day and Holiday Food Drive for Needy Animals Day. So you got that. You have that going on. And then, like you said, as far as birthdays go, I don't think there may not be any birthdays. Like, there may not be a famous birthday on here. Hang on. No, there are. Haley Steinfeld. Who's that? Who's Haley Steinfeld? She's some actress. Oh, you got Jermaine Jackson. Come on. Oh, John Kerry. Monique. There you go. All right. Well, there you go. There's a YouTube star on there, too. No one cares about the YouTube stars. No one cares about that at all. Today's running topic, having nothing to do with Noodle Ring Day or anything like that, things that you were told and believed as a child, and you believed them growing up, that just turned out it wasn't true. Things like, hey, Nick, have you heard about this one? If you're going to go swimming, you got to wait how many minutes? 30 minutes after. Total BS, by the way. But how many times did you hear that as a kid? Oh, you got to wait about 30 minutes. You got to wait. You got to wait 30 minutes. What were the little lies, the little things you believed growing up? Maybe until late in your life that just turned out to not be true. Yeah, that's another one. Gum will sit in your stomach. I had heard that one, and then it'll forever be there. It'll never go away. That's what I heard. That gum, you swallow your gum, it'll be there forever. Yeah. Yeah, that's one that I heard growing up. So what were the little lies, the little maybe parental pieces of advices, or just parents trying to get out of stuff? What were they? The little lies that you were told and you believed them up until you were an adult and you went, hey, wait a minute. That wasn't true. What were they? You can text in at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Give us a call as well. 1-800-687-0790. When we come back, your phone calls, your text. We'll also get into some of the news of the day here on the Chad Hasty Show.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hasty Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hasty Show podcast. The Chad Hasty Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hasty Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
When you see a car that's been in a bad crash, it's no accident. When it backs traffic up for miles, no accident. And if there's a fatality involved, somebody died. That's no accident either. A lot of the time, it was speeding. And it's no accident that speeding is a factor in more than 150,000 crashes every year in Texas, many of them fatal. So slow down. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
Add the KFYO text line to your contacts and voice your opinion during our local shows. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. News Talk 95.1 and 790 and on the KFYO app.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king. Peace on.
All right, back on the Chad Hasty Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. You can send in your thoughts on the text line, 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can weigh in, sound off on any of the topics. We've had a few people asking for updates on what's going on with Jason Corley and Commissioner's Court. This out of Lubbock Lights, judge denying restraining order on newly sworn commissioner. However, issue to be reconsidered at a hearing next Friday. This out of Lubbock Lights, James Clark. With the story, Mark Muir will continue as Lubbock County Commissioner for Precinct 2, at least until next Friday. State District Judge Patrick Pirtle denied a temporary restraining order late Wednesday in order to stop Mark Muir from serving as Lubbock County Commissioner for Precinct 2. However, Pirtle scheduled a hearing to consider the matter on December 19th at 10 a.m. Jason Corley, who filed the request Monday, same day, County Judge Curtis Parrish, committed a coup, removed him from office. Parrish issued a statement saying Corley automatically resigned from his Precinct 2 seat when he became a candidate, in fact, a congressional seat of outgoing Representative Jody Arrington. Parrish then swore in Muir just minutes before Monday's county commissioner meeting to the shock of the other commissioners. Quote, "I'd like to go back to serving the people of Precinct 2 as soon as possible," Corley told LubbockLights.com. Corley felt hopeful about the upcoming hearing, saying there's case law on the matter. There are several cases that certainly go in my favor. Muir has not responded to an invitation for comment. Parrish said he'd rather wait until after next week's hearing. Well, of course, Parrish doesn't want to answer for anything. You know, Curtis Parrish just wants to sit up there and issue these rulings and not have to answer for a damn thing. It's how he's always acted. And it's part of the attitude that people really don't like about Curtis Parrish is that he acts like he doesn't have to explain himself. And we know what this is about. We know that those two don't like each other. They can't stand each other. And really what Curtis Parrish is hoping for is an ally to be in that seat. Remember, Curtis Parrish didn't go to the residents in that area and go, who do you guys want to represent you? He didn't do that. He had time. He could have done it. He could have said in late November, guess what, Jason Corley? Ha-ha! You've resigned your seat because you put out there that you were doing an exploratory committee. He could have done that, but he didn't. He waited until the very last minute. And then he surprised everybody. And I guess there's no recourse. I don't know if the other county commissioners can do anything. I have no idea. You know, if they're so shocked by it, it'd be good to hear them speak out and say that they're not happy with the decision being made by the county judge. I hear people say, well, you know, this is going to add to the county judge being thrown out. It's not going to be an easy election against Curtis Parrish. Curtis Parrish does have a lot of support out there. He's got a lot of friends. He's got a lot of support out there. He's got name ID. Not all good, but he does have name ID. And so it's going to be, again, it's always difficult to take out an incumbent. Period. It always is. But, you know, Curtis Parrish, he doesn't want to answer any questions. He don't Lubbock Lights. Oh, I'd rather wait until after the hearing. Why? Why not just explain yourself? You had no problem talking about it and running your mouth at the county commissioner's hearing. You had no problem doing that. Now all of a sudden you don't want to say a word. You don't want to be asked any questions. You don't want to be asked anything about this. Why is that, Judge? Because to me, this smells pretty rotten. To go through and say, oh, because a candidate said that they were going to have an exploratory committee, that is tantamount to an announcement. To me, that is not an announcement. That is not announcing a campaign. That is announcing, I'm looking at it, thinking about it. I mean, if Curtis Parrish, there are a lot of people who run around going, you know, if I run for president one day, does Curtis Parrish think all those guys are running for president? I'm sure Curtis Parrish has heard people run around going, you know, if I were to run for county judge, does he think they're running for county judge? The answer is no. So, yeah, let's take it to court and see what the judges have to say about this. Yeah, was Corley wrong in using an old Gmail account? Maybe. Maybe he was. That probably wasn't the greatest of ideas out there, but I still don't think that constitutes an announcement that you're running for office. Having a private conversation with someone who leaked it to the judge, to me, that's not an announcement. That's someone who is leaking a private conversation to the county judge who is not a fan of Jason Corley. And so what did the judge go and do? He didn't ask the precinct two residents to come out and say, hey, here's who we want to represent us. He didn't ask anyone in Precinct 2. Who do you think would be a good? He didn't even ask Corley. Hey, you know what? You're on your way out. Who do you think would be a good person to fill your spot while you're gone? That would have been the courteous thing to do. That would have been the professional thing to do. Instead, he fills it with someone who is going to agree with him all the time. At least that is the optics. That's the optics. Sorry, Mark Muir. That's the optics of it. And you're in a bad spot right now. If you're Mark Muir, I kind of feel bad for the guy. I've met him once or twice. Seems like a very nice guy. Seems like a very nice guy, and I'm not trying to be rude to him. But he's in a really bad spot because he accepted the judge's request. And you're going to be viewed as a puppet of the county judge until you show you that you're not. Nobody even knows where Mark Muir stands on the Expo Center, which is a pretty big deal. Where does he stand on the issue of taxes? Kind of a big deal. Mark Muir knows how to get in touch with me to come on this show and explain where he stands on the issues. Hey, invitation is open to you, sir. Would love to have you on the show. We'll be right back.
The Chad Hastie Show, weekdays 5 to 7 p.m. Sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790.
My mom has taken up going to the park to practice yoga.
My dad's going to a club, but not a book club, a salsa club.
Finding new hobbies comes with age.
My mom has started getting lost and not knowing where she's going.
Becoming lost or disoriented doesn't. Confusion with time or place may be a sign of Alzheimer's. An early diagnosis can help improve the quality of life for your loved one. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
When you're driving, the reflectors on the roadway are white. But did you know they'll shine bright red if you're driving the wrong way? That's a sight you'll never want to see. Wrong way driving usually occurs at night when drivers are tired, have been drinking alcohol, or when visibility is limited. Don't be a wrong way driver. Pay attention to road signs and never drink and drive. Because there's no right way to be a wrong way driver. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
TSN headlines, the Texas Education Agency replacing elected school boards of the Beaumont, Connolly, and Lake Worth school districts. Education Commissioner Mike Morass said 22% of the kids at the Lake Worth ISD are on grade level. The TEA took over the Houston ISD a couple of years ago, more recently moved to take over the Fort Worth ISD. That school board says it plans to appeal. An Army gynecologist at Fort Hood has been criminally charged after an investigation into allegations he was secretly videotaping patients during exams. His survivors gathered last night just outside Fort Hood demanding accountability. 47-year-old Major Blaine McGraw was taken to the Bell County Jail. A Texas political candidate in hot water after switching party shortly after fundraising from Democratic donors. Catherine Colbert reportedly raised money for her campaign for Texas Railroad Commissioner through Act Blue, then switched gears and filed to run as a Republican. With your Texas News headlines, I'm Barbara Short.
Imagine there was more of you. A you working on custom retirement plans, while another you preps for open enrollment. When you partner with Paychex, we become an extension of your team. From AI-powered intelligent HCM to HR advisory and employee solutions, we give you more of you. New customers, book a meeting with Paychex and get a $50 gift card. Visit paychex.com/you.
Want to save big before the year ends? Case Construction Equipment in Asco can help you maximize your year-end tax savings. Talk to your tax advisor about bonus depreciation and Section 179 to see how you can save on new or used equipment. Whether you need an excavator, skid steer, or other heavy equipment, Asco and Case Construction have you covered. But don't wait. Visit ASCOEQ.com or contact your local Asco branch today and make the most of your year-end tax savings.
What's up, ladies? Weather forecast. It was a nice Thursday. Now the temperature is dropping near 40 degrees, and this in December for a morning low is pretty nice. 65 degrees by Friday afternoon as a weak front moves into the area. Then temperatures near freezing at 33 degrees. Saturday temperatures once again lower 70s. Weather is brought to you by the Sonic 199 menu. I'm meteorologist Rob Roberts in Lubbock's official weather station. News Talk KFYO.
Financial news on KFYO.
I'm Dale Loney with Your Money Now. A good showing on Wall Street with record closes for both the Dow Industrials and the S&P 500. The Dow up 646 points, ending at 48,704. The NASDAQ was off 60. The S&P 500 picked up 14, ending at 6901. Lululemon shares up 8.3% on Thursday, but the big news was CEO Calvin McDonald announcing his exit in January. The athleisure company has had a disappointing year dealing with the impact of tariffs, a shaky consumer, and products that haven't resonated with shoppers. The competition in the sector has also ramped up. Broadcom shares are higher in after-hours trading after a strong quarterly report. Per-share profit beat at $1.95, as did revenue, coming in at $18.02 billion. It added that its chip sales will double in the current quarter, driven by AI. Costco also beat Wall Street projections in the last quarter. Their headline number, sales up 8.2% over last year's same quarter. That's Your Money Now.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan, featured products, or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
Tune in to Shooter on the Law with Lubbock lawyer Cole Shooter every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on KFYO. Have questions about future estate planning that benefits the entire family? How about the ongoing struggle with scammers dealing with cryptocurrency? Find the answers to all your legal questions from a licensed attorney in the state of Texas with Cole Shooter and Shooter on the Law, Saturday mornings at 10 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
The news and talk of West Texas, News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
It's the Chad Hasty Show.
All right. Welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show. Appreciate you being out there today. We'll get back to the wild and crazy Lubbock County stuff a little bit later on. Joining us right now to talk about all the wild and crazy state news that they cover over at the Texan.news. We've got a good friend, Mackenzie DeLulo, joins us once again here on the Chad Hasty Show. Mackenzie, welcome back. How are you today?
I'm well, Chad. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you. Glad to hear from you. And, of course, a lot of big news, a lot of big headlines out there today that we can get into. And I guess one of the first ones would be this announcement earlier today, the TEA taking over more schools.
Yes, super notable. So the TEA announced three school districts would be taken over by the agency. These specifically met requirements after the release of the most recent TEA accountability ratings in August. So this is a little bit, you know, delayed in terms of when the ratings came out, when these takeovers are happening, but that's about how this process works. With at least one campus in all three of these districts earning a fifth consecutive unacceptable rating. So according to education code, if a campus is considered to have an unacceptable performance rating for five consecutive school years, the commissioner shall order either the appointment of a board of managers to govern the school district, aka a, you know, state takeover, or two, closure of the campus. So this is, you know, the not the closure. This is a little bit of a gentler approach. the agency announced that it would be replacing the superintendents, the board of trustees with these, you know, new board of managers. These are going to be appointed by TEA Commissioner Mike Morath, and he'll also appoint a conservator to each district. The districts are Beaumont ISD. They had two campuses that earned a fifth consecutive failing academic accountability rating. Connolly ISD had two campuses that earned that fifth consecutive rating. And then Lake Worth ISD had one campus that received that unacceptable rating for a fifth year in a row. This brings the total number of districts taken over by the state to 5. Houston ISD has been under state intervention since 2023, and that will continue until 2027. And then Fort Worth ISD was also taken over by in October, so very recently. And lots of different reactions, right? We see lots of different Houston ISD. There was an uproar. Fort Worth ISD, there was an uproar in some regards, but a very different approach from local officials. So we'll keep an eye on these three school districts and see how they respond as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see another story out today. The state suing MyChart owner for alleged monopoly. What's happening there?
Yes, this is that electronic medical records conglomerate that owns the MyChart system. So I'm sure we've all seen MyChart when we go to make a doctor appointment or go into our provider's portal to check out test results, whatever that is. That's what we're talking about here. And the state is alleging that it both has a monopoly in the industry and makes it difficult for parents to access their children's medical records. This is an antitrust lawsuit filed by Attorney General Ken Paxton in Tarrant County District Court yesterday. It accused Epic of inserting itself as a gatekeeper of patient data by locking up hospitals into electronic health record systems and then dictating when and which individuals could access that data. This is a company that has over 325 million patients with electronic records and represents more than 90% of all U.S. citizens, according to court documents. A spokesperson for Epic told us today that the company sees Paxton's action as flawed and misguided by its failure to understand both the company's business model and position in the market and the enormous contributions the company has made to the nation's healthcare system. So different approach there. The Attorney General certainly then honed in on the impact on parents who want unhindered access to their children's records. So that's kind of the angle that we're seeing here in these court documents. We'll keep an eye on it, but this is a huge conglomerate to go after by Paxton.
Yeah. And then finally, another story, this one out of Travis County, dealing with a murder case from, back in 1991?
Yeah, this is very, very interesting. And I'd encourage folks to go read. This is a story at the Texan from Holly Hansen, and it's fascinating all around. And the Texas courts refused to declare a man innocent who was convicted in 1991 of a murder here in Austin and instead called a new trial. But Travis County DA Jose Garza, we see him in the news a lot, Chad, declined to prosecute the case and directed the state to pay $2.5 million in compensation to this defendant. We're talking about Alan Andre Causey. He confessed to two Austin police officers that he and Bobby Harrell Jr. had killed Anita Byington on August 11th, 1991 by choking her and beating her. During the trial, his defense attorney argued that the officers who took that confession had worked for a sergeant who was accused of using intimidation tactics to extract false confessions. That's Hector Polanco. And despite the involvement of Polanco, who said that he had never been alone with Causey, the jury determined that there was enough evidence to convict, and Causey was sentenced to 50 years. He was paroled in 2022, and the Texas Innocence Project, which is also an organization we see a lot in these kinds of conversations, began working to have him exonerated due to Polanco's involvement, that police officer, and reported new evidence. But both the trial court and the Court of Criminal Appeals, the highest criminal court in the state, argued that Causey was entitled to a new trial, but both specifically declined to find him innocent, to stop short of that big claim. So definitely worth going and reading the whole story. But of course, the big news there is the $2.5 million paid to this man, convicted and a suspect. So go check that out at the Texan.news.
Yeah, a lot to read there over at the Texan News. It's a great place to start and end your day as well, as the site's updated throughout the day. Tell folks maybe what you guys are working on, what else they can find over at the Texan.news.
Absolutely. We have lots of school district news as well. We have a Texas congressman filing a bill to prohibit the federal issuance of storage permits for nuclear fuel, for spent nuclear fuel. That's a really interesting story. The governor praising new Turning Point USA chapters, Texas high schools. And of course, Lieutenant Governor came out this week and unveiled a three-part property tax plan for 2027 that's already making a lot of headlines and causing some discussion between state leaders. So go check that out.
Yeah, absolutely. Mackenzie, thanks for your time today. We'll visit with you again next week.
Thank you, Chad.
Thank you. That's Mackenzie DeLulo with the Texan News. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and more.
The Chad Hasty Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune into News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene. And in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hasty Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
Hey, low water crossing. Stop the car.
Now I'm going to drive right through it.
Oh, not with me, you're not.
In Texas, low water crossings fill up fast. Your vehicle can be swept away in 2 feet of water.
Let's just turn around and go a different way.
And be late for the party? No, I'm driving across it. What are you doing?
I'm getting out.
Wait. Hey, I've got an idea. How about we turn around, go a different way, and be late for the party?
You are so smart.
Turn around. Don't drown. A message from TxDOT.
With us for the first ever Chad Hasty Show Christmas Toy Drive, benefiting the Texas Girls and Boys Ranch, because we believe, like so many of you, that every child deserves a wonderful Christmas morning. We're going to be taking your new unwrapped gifts here at the radio studios beginning Monday, December 8th. From 1 to 5 p.m., right before showtime, 1 to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, all the way from Monday, December 8th through Friday, December 19th. Monday through Friday of those 2 weeks, you can bring up new unwrapped toys for girls and boys of all ages. Because at the Texas Girls and Boys Ranch, they have kids of all ages, and we all want them to wake up on Christmas morning with a great gift. So bring up your new unwrapped gifts to our radio studios at 4413 82nd Street on the third floor.
When high winds and dangerous storms rock West Texas, stay ahead of the weather with the station you trust. Lubbock's official weather station, News Talk 95.1 FM, 790 AM KFYO.
Back on the Chad Hasty Show. Thank you very much for tuning in today. Let's see a few messages that have come in. Let's see. Lies you were told as a kid. You know, lies you were told, things that you believed growing up that turned out they just weren't true. They just weren't true. Elizabeth weighing in. Little stories told to me when I was a little kid. We had a close family friend who often babysat me and my brother. She would tell me that if I didn't tuck my feet under the sheets and blanket, that chickens would come and peck at my toes. Granted, we didn't have chickens, and I did wonder about that, but I still believed it. Still think about it when I lie down with my feet exposed. About the underhanded actions of Judge Parrish. His actions handed the judgeship to Wesley Huck. I don't see how Parrish can recover from this. Well, look, it's always tough to beat an incumbent. Also, I would say this, that the people who really like Jason Corley probably don't like Curtis Parrish. And probably weren't going to vote for him anyway. And the people who really like Curtis Parrish probably don't like Jason Corley. I'm just throwing that out there. It's going to take a big campaign, and so we'll see. I look forward to having Wesley on the show and visiting with him about his campaign and seeing what he would bring to the table. But look, I think that there's a lot to go out to the county judge on, and I would say more. You could bring this up, but the whole tax issue property tax increases. Now, you hear from some of those who were there on the county commissioners right now, and even those who are running for county commissioner, and they're saying, it's been good holding taxes low, but we may not be able to do that much longer. There may not be a lot more room to cut in the budget. Unless we want to keep kicking the can down the road and it just gets more expensive to fix stuff down the road, it may be time to see a tax increase. I've heard that discussion. We'll see. I think it's going to be a very interesting time for the county commissioners as they go into next year and further. Ben Runkle weighed in from Bovina. Dear Chad, if Curtis Parrish sent out an email to some friends saying that he was thinking of filing for divorce from his wife, does that mean that he's legally filed for divorce from his wife? What would the judge say to that? Just curious as we watch Lubbock County goofiness from afar. Thanks for doing a show today. We know you're overwhelmed compared to Rick there. It's true. Sincerely, Ben Runkle from Bovina, where even the folks in Post wouldn't try this garbage on their voters. Wow. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Let's go to the phones. There he is. There's our good friend. There's Herman. Herman, how are you today?
Doing good, Chad. A Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you and your family.
And to you and yours as well, Herman. What do you have for us?
Thank you, sir. The only thing I can think of that my parents kept me not knowing about or lying to me, however you want to say it, was you know who until I was 10 or 12 years old.
Yeah. That's common. That's common, but that's a fun, that's different. That's not like one of those where, did you hear this one? Did it like chocolate milk comes from brown cows? Did you ever hear that one? That was a city kid thing, the country kid, they never would have believed that, but the city kids, they lopped that one up. They went, oh, that's gotta be true.
No, I was raised on the country milking cows from the time I was probably 6 to 8 years old. So that one wasn't going over.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Have a great one out there.
You too, Chad. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can send in those little lies that you believed growing up, that when you got older, you're like, wait a minute, that's not true. That's not true at all. Let's see on the app chat. April weighed in. One that I always got was, if you keep your face in that position, it'll stay that way. Yeah. That's why you tell the little kids. You keep making that face, it's going to stay there. It's going to stay frozen. Like, you keep doing that, it's going to stay frozen. In a way, it does. You look at some of the Karens out there, and they just have this. Well, Nick, they have a look, okay? Some of the Karens out there have a look about them where you're like, oh, no. You see her coming, and you're like, oh, she's mad. She's about to complain to the manager. Here we go. It's not like the tongue is sticking out. She's, making a face at somebody. That doesn't happen. 806-680-2794. Six more states approved for food stamp soda bans. This side of the Hill today, the Trump administration has now approved six more states for bans that would prevent people from using food stamps to buy sugary sodas and unhealthy foods. The six additional states that will be able to impose the restrictions on supplemental nutrition assistance program include Hawaii, Missouri, North Dakota, South Carolina, Virginia, and Tennessee. Quote, we all know that we're at the point that we must do something to correct chronic health problems that Americans face, Rawlings told reporters at a news conference touting Make America Healthy Again. The new states join Arkansas, Colorado, Florida, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Louisiana, Nebraska, Oklahoma, Utah, and West Virginia, along with Texas, in having the bans, which began next year. 18 states will have federal waivers to adjust SNAP guidelines to outlaw the purchase of junk food and state funds in 2026. Each state is banning food items deemed unhealthy by different standards. For example, Arkansas will restrict the purchase of soda and fruit and vegetable drinks with less than 50% natural juice in addition to unhealthy drinks and candy. Florida planning to restrict the purchase of soda, energy drinks, candy, and prepared desserts. Waivers last for 2 years with the option to extend another 3 years, according to the National Grocers Associations. I think they should have an option to permanently ban them. Why not? Texture, heard this one. If you swallow gum, you won't poop it out for 7 years. I still don't understand that one. Lies. Things that you were told. All right, when we come back, much more to get into in the next hour of the program.
The Chad Hastie Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hastie Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.
Get straight talk and honest answers about everything automotive from me, Jerry Reynolds, during the Car Pro Show. Saturdays from 11 to 1 on News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
News Talk 95.1, 790, KFYO 11, KFYO.com, and Town Square Media Station.
It's 6 o'clock in Texas.
An hours-long hearing for an accused killer. I'm Lisa Lacerra, Fox News. Tyler Robinson, the man accused of killing Charlie Kirk, as he spoke on a Utah college campus in September in court in Provo. Judge Tony Graff laying down rules for cameras in the courtroom.
The transmission cannot begin until court is in session and must end as the court ends the session and cannot be filmed before or after.
This coming as the defense complained after a live stream showed Robinson in shackles and lawyers' notes were visible. The judge expected a rule on allowing the audio transcript from an earlier hearing and a gag order later this month. As Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says, U.S.-led peace talks are dealing with Russian demands for Ukrainian territory. President Trump expressed frustration that a deal hasn't come together.
I thought we were very close with Ukraine to having a deal. In fact, other than President Zelensky, his people loved the concept of the deal.
A meeting with Zelensky and European leaders is set for the weekend. The president said he will attend if there is a chance a deal can be made. The president with those comments after signing an executive order on an artificial intelligence that'll make sure it can operate within a single national framework with one central source of approval.
I believe there'll only be one country that really benefits, and it should be the United States, and it It will be if we do this, if we're unified. We have to be unified.
The president says China already has a central source of approval, but he says AI companies want to do business with the U.S. The attorney for Kilmer Abrego Garcia says the man Homeland Security claims is an illegal migrant with ties to the MS-13 gang has been released from Immigration Detention Center in Pennsylvania after an order from a federal judge. His attorney says Abrego Garcia intends to return to Maryland, where he has an American wife and child. America's listening to Fox News.
KFYO is your connection to West Texas. Local voices, local issues, and a commitment to our community. We're not just reporting the news, we're a part of it. Streaming online at kfyo.com or on the KFYO app. News Talk 95.1 FM and 790 AM KFYO.
What's up, ladies? Weather forecast. It was a nice Thursday. Now the temperature is dropping near 40 degrees, and this in December for a morning low is pretty nice. 65 degrees by Friday afternoon as a weak front moves into the area. Then temperatures near freezing at 33 degrees. Saturday temperatures once again lower 70s. Weather is brought to you by the Sonic 199 menu. I'm meteorologist Rob Everett, a Lubbock official with the station News Talk KFYO.
Broadcasting from the great state of Texas, news and views with a Lone Star perspective. You can sound off during the show by sending Chad a text at 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. Or call in at 1-800-687-0790. Now, here's Chad Hasty.
Back on the Chad Hasty Show. Thank you for tuning in today. Final hour of the program. Oh, much to get into in this hour. Hey, don't forget the Chad Hasty Show Christmas Toy Drive continues. Continuing tomorrow, we'll be taking your new unwrapped toys here at our radio studios at 4413 82nd Street from 1 to 5 p.m. If you can't make it tomorrow, all next week. It'll be the final week of the Christmas toy drive. The big final push to get as many toys as possible that we can deliver to the Texas Girls and Boys Ranch. Your help is needed. Purchase a new unwrapped toy for a child of any age, from young child to teenage years. They've got teenagers at the Boys and Girls Ranch, or excuse me, at the Girls and Boys Ranch. They've got young kids at the Girls and Boys Ranch. So any age level is good for toys, and we've had everything from Nerf footballs and footballs and Barbies and just all kinds of stuff that have been a problem. In fact, we had someone who stopped by my office earlier, Nick, and she was like, "Hey, this is cool. I want to get this for my grandchild." And so she took a picture of it and went on to Amazon. I think he's going to pick one up. So there you go. So we got some really cool toys. We've had a lot of people stop by the office and go, "Wow, these are really cool. These are really good toys." And yes, to the listeners out there who have donated, thank you. Thank you very much. You've done a great job so far, and let's keep it up. Let's do a big final push into next week. And then at the end of the week, we'll be delivering those toys to the Girls and Boys Ranch. And we'll make Christmas really great for a bunch of kids out there who they need a good Christmas. You know, these are kids coming from really difficult circumstances, coming out of Really toxic circumstances. They're good kids, and they need a good Christmas. That's what they deserve. Every kid deserves a great Christmas, and so we're hoping to deliver that to a bunch of kids this Christmas season. And so thank you to those who have already donated, to those who have gone onto our Amazon wish list. You can do that if you're not in Lubbock. We've had listeners from all over the place who have gone onto our Amazon wish list. You can do that by going to Amazon, finding the gift registry under Chad Hasty, H-A-S-T-Y, going under Chad Hasty and finding the toy drive registry that way. And you can click on, whatever toys you want to purchase. We've got toys in every price range that you can find, and go throughout the list because we've added stuff to the back end of the list. We've got just all kinds of stuff that we've added, and you have time to purchase and send those toys to us. And those will be delivered to the Girls and Boys Ranch. If for whatever reason we get to like next Thursday or Friday, and we're still going to take those gifts, we'll store them up here. I'm going on a little brief vacation, but when I get back, it'll actually be before Christmas. And any toys that are come in afterwards, we'll get them up to the Girls and Boys Ranch. We'll take them up there and get those situated before Christmas. And don't worry about when they get here. Just make a donation if you can. We appreciate it and all the help that you are providing for those kids out there. They will be very appreciative of that. Again, get more details at KFYO.com. Go to Amazon. Check out the wish list. Just bring your toys by again tomorrow from 1 to 5 p.m. here at 4413 82nd Street, or next week at the same address. All right. Let's see. This out of the Texas Tribune today. National Democrats putting the Texas House on the list of legislative targets for 2026. The Democrat Legislative Campaign Committee, the party's national arm that targets legislative races, announced Wednesday that it plans to put resources into Texas next year for the first time since 2020. The national interest reflects Democrat optimism that the 2026 cycle will provide a favorable political climate for the party amid Trump's flagging approval ratings and voter dismay over the state of the economy. In Texas, the effort to flip the GOP-controlled state House districts will be led by the House Democrat Campaign Committee. The group announced Wednesday that State Rep. Christina Morales of Houston will serve as its chair. Morales told the Tribune that the HDCC initially plans to target four seats Democrats tried to fail to flip in 2024, and one of the two seats Democrats lost. For the first time in several cycles, Democrats fielding candidates in every federal and state legislative race in Texas. Among the targeted seats, Morales singled out three Democrat candidates who were running unopposed in their primaries. Zach Hebert, in HD 112, Kristen Carranza in HD 118, and Zach Dunn in 121 as contenders who can, quote, relate to the community there and have the right message. Republicans have been so good about putting us on defense, but I want us to focus on being on offense this time around, Morales said. The DLCC has yet to release its own list of Texas House seats that it plans to target. Democrats have only lost ground in the Texas House since 2018, when the party picked up 12 seats in the lower chamber. In 2020, Democrats failed to net any districts despite a well-financed effort aimed at flipping control of the chamber. It's because the party is crazy, even in Texas. And this is something that Republicans are going to be able to use. Because, yes, I do think that Trump has an issue with the economy, and I think the numbers are, hopefully they get better, but I think that voters are going to blame Trump for everything going on with the economy. They're not going to remember that Joe Biden broke the damn system. They're not going to remember that. They're going to blame Trump for it, and there's going to be some pain there. But if I'm the Republicans, how I counter all of this, and I point to Jasmine Crockett, I point to all these crazy Democrats, Mamdani out of New York, I say, okay. You might blame Trump for the economy not getting back on its feet or fully back where to where it should be. You may blame Trump for that. But do you really want those people in charge again? Do you really want those guys in charge? Do you want the crazy loony left back in charge? Remember what they did? This is where Republicans are going to have to go back and pull some of the greatest hits from the crazy, crazy left. And there's a lot of it. They've got to remind people what the left wants. They've got to remind people that the crazy left, they want to have, the woke and the school systems, that they want to have, a transgendered story hour in the libraries. They want your girls to be in the same bathroom as grown men. They want to outlaw your barbecue grills. They want to go after your gas-powered vehicles. They want to. This is what the left wants. You have Jasmine Crockett out. She's released campaign videos where there's like a rap song about her and about how she, the whole MAGA thing is racist and how the rapper is singing how. The Nazi flag was never blue. It was red. Yeah. So this is what Republicans really need to use against the Democrats is, okay, yeah, things may not be perfect right now. It's taking a while. We've got to fix stuff. But do you really want those guys back in power? Is that what you really want to go back to? Is the crazy? Again, you may not love us. You may not love us completely, but we're a hell of a lot better than the other side. We are a lot better than the crazy left, than the Mandanis, and the Democrat socialists that are rising up throughout the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is not getting more moderate. Since the election, the Democrat Party has not gotten more moderate. They've gotten more leftist. They've gotten more socialist, more communist as the days and weeks and months and years have gone by. They haven't moderated out. They haven't looked at Josh Shapiro or Fetterman over in Pennsylvania and gone, you know what? You two guys make a lot of sense. No. Instead, it's about the Democrat socialist out of New York, the new mayor in New York. It's about Jasmine Crockett. It's about all these the younger voices who are further and further and further to the left. And while they may be fighters, they're crazy. They're lunatics. And again, for the Republicans, this is where you put out, well, you may not agree with everything we've done. You may not like everything. You may not be happy where the price of groceries are right now. It may be tough still for a lot of people. But remember, it was the Democrats who broke it. The lunatics who you want to put back in power, they're the ones who broke it, and we've got to fix it. And how bad was it? Well, it's going to take a long time to clean it up. We haven't been able to rebuild yet because we've had to clean everything up. That's what the Republican message should be moving forward. It shouldn't be about how it's a hoax. It shouldn't be about how, well, no, the economy's great. It's wonderful. No. It may be better now. But what Trump and, yes, the Republican Party has to understand is the average person who is out there, who right now, they're not even paying attention to politics. They ain't paying attention to the primaries. They are getting ready for Christmas, and they're trying to figure out how to pay for Christmas. That's what they're trying to do. There's a lot of people trying to figure out how to pay for Christmas. A lot of people trying to figure out how to pay for Christmas, how to pay for the toys, for their kids, for their grandkids, how to pay for a meal, how to get home for Christmas. They're trying to figure that out. And they're looking for someone to blame. And it's not going to be Joe. Joe is old news. Joe's old news. He's out. He's done. He's gone. The buck stops with Trump. And Trump getting out there and telling everybody everything's good, everything's great. I don't think it's resonating with people. He's right on one hand that, you know, the hoax is that the Republicans are responsible for it. The Republicans aren't responsible for it. Republicans are trying to clean it up. And we can have a debate over the tariffs, but the Republicans aren't the ones who broke the economy. You can look at numbers. Inflation is better than it was under Joe Biden. But people want that light switch moment. They want, it doesn't happen like that. But that's what they expect nowadays. Blame TV for it. You know, blame movies for it, where, you know, things are solved in an hour and a half, 2 hours. And things automatically get better for everybody. It's not life. It's not the real world. But the average person who is out there, they're not paying attention to the news every single day. If they are, they're getting their news off of TikTok nowadays. That's what the administration and that's what Republicans have to battle against as we move forward, is a populace that is not understanding of everything that's going on, and they're not educated on everything that's going on. They're not paying attention to the world of politics as you do. If you're listening to talk radio, you're paying attention every single day. You know what's happening. You know what's going on in the world. But I bet you know three or four people, maybe more, that don't. And they're frustrated. 806-680-2790. When we come back, your phone calls, your text messages, and more.
The Titan of Texas Talk Radio, The Chad Hasty Show.
Talking with newsmakers and about the issues that matter to you. The Chad Hasty Show, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Chad's show is also digital with The Chad Hasty Show podcast. The Chad Hasty Show podcast can be downloaded on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, and the Radio On Demand page on KFYO.com. The Chad Hasty Show, all across Texas during your drive home, weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
We're pretty much a sleepy little town.
Yep.
But when the oil starts a-booming, we get way more traffic. Cars, pickups, big trucks, not to mention the speeders.
And texters.
Yep. And when that happens, we're not sleepy anymore.
Nope, we're real movers and shakers.
Did you really say movers and shakers?
I did.
That's so 80s.
Well, I am 80.
When business is booming, the roads get crowded. Slow down. Give big trucks a lot of room and pay attention.
Be safe.
Drive smart.
Brought to you by TxDOT.
Chad Hasty Show. Happy Thursday. Let's see some text messages coming in. Paul Post. Heard from Chad Shelley yesterday. I couldn't believe some of the Lubbock County folks being disenfranchised by the, quote, good judge, end quote. And this has happened in one of these those big counties of Dallas, Tarrant, or God forbid, Harris or Travis County, there'd be protests in the streets, cats sleeping with dogs, gnashing of teeth. That's true. Let's see. You can send in your thoughts on the text line, 806-680-2790. Let's see. Lawrence weighed in. People will be around tomorrow to take the toys. Lawrence, we'll make a way. So if you want to drop those off, go ahead and feel free to do so. If you want to drop those off, you can do it. Yeah. Let's see. 2022, gas is $4. 2026, gas $1.80. Yeah. Now look, there are things that are down. Absolutely. Absolutely there are. Is the economy just, you know, but there are a lot of prices that are high. I mean, there's no denying that. There are a lot of things that are very high. There's absolutely no denying that whatsoever. You know, compare, you know, what are you paying for lunch? You know, if you go out for lunch today, what are you paying for a lunch today compared with, just a few years ago? It's gone up. Yeah, go to the grocery store. Your bills are still pretty high at the grocery store. Even if eggs have come down in price, beef is still up. Is that Trump's fault? No. Does the average person know that it's not Trump's fault? No. The problem is Republicans don't have enough time to fully, quote unquote, educate everybody as to why prices are high for certain items. You don't have that time. You don't have the chance to do that. Now, if people did their own research, they could find out that there's a lot of reasons why beef is high. There's a lot of reasons out there. But the average voter, the average person out there, they're just going to get home and go, you know what? Everything's very high. I'm still spending a lot of money when I go to the grocery store. Help. Your texts, your phone calls, and more when we come back.
Call in to the Chad Hasty Show at 1-800-687-0790. The Chad Hasty Show, broadcasting on the Texas Town Square Media Network.
Everybody's felt sad, angry, or stressed before. That's okay, unless you're driving. Because when you're behind the wheel, these emotions could lead to serious injury or death. Emotional driving is a form of distracted driving because it keeps you from focusing on the road and other drivers, road workers, or pedestrians around you. So if you're sad, angry, or stressed, pull over safely and get control. Because your mood shouldn't put you or others in danger. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious, 1 in 10 kids vape serious, which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
TSN headlines, the Texas Education Agency is moving to take over the Beaumont, Conley, and Lake Worth ISDs. The TEA took over the Houston ISD a couple years ago. More recently, trying to take over the Fort Worth ISD, the school board says it's going to appeal that decision. An Army gynecologist at Fort Hood has been criminally charged after investigation and allegations. He secretly videotaped patients during exams. 47-year-old Major Blaine McGraw, an OBGYN, charged with 54 counts of indecent visual recording. He was taken to the Bell County Jail. Texas looks to set up a cryptocurrency reserve in the next year. Started this week with a $5 million buy of Bitcoin. Investigation from Straight Arrow News finds those crypto miners used just under 15 megawatts of power last year. That's more energy than digging up cryptocurrency than customers used in San Antonio and El Paso combined. NBA tonight, the Rockets host the LA Clippers with your Texas news headlines. I'm Barbara Schwartz.
If you've ever listened to the radio or watched TV and thought, how do they do that? Then stop by the Texas Broadcast Museum. Located in downtown Kilgore, you'll find something that's both educational and a lot of fun. You can even try your hand at being a TV newscaster or a weather person. And if it's been a while since you visited, come on back. We're always finding new treasures. Visit the Texas Broadcast Museum, 416 East Main Street in downtown Kilgore, or look for us on the web at texasbroadcastmuseum.org.
CarsForKids.org. Right off the car, not the kid.
Got an old or unused vehicle you need to get rid of? Donate it to the original CarsForKids.org. Towing is free, and you'll be helping kids in our communities. CarsForKids.org is the best vehicle donation charity impacting the lives of kids thanks to your vehicle donations. CarsForKids.org picks up vehicles in any condition, and you'll receive a $50 gift card. Don't delay. Donate today.
What's up, Lane's weather forecast? It was a nice Thursday. Now the temperature is dropping near 40 degrees, and this in December for a morning low is pretty nice. 65 degrees by Friday afternoon as a weak front moves into the area. Then temperatures near freezing at 33 degrees. Saturday temperatures once again lower 70s. Weather is brought to you by the Sonic 199 menu. I'm meteorologist Rob Roberts, a Lubbock's official weather station. News Talk KFYU.
Tune in to Shooter on the Law with Lubbock lawyer Cole Shooter every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on KFYO. Have questions about future estate planning that benefits the entire family? How about the ongoing struggle with scammers dealing with cryptocurrency? Find the answers to all your legal questions from a licensed attorney in the state of Texas with Cole Shooter and Shooter on the Law, Saturday mornings at 10 on News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A guilty plea from the former court clerk in South Carolina that helped out with the murder trial of Alec Murdaugh. Former Colleton County Clerk Rebecca Hill pleaded guilty to obstruction of justice, perjury, and misconduct in office. Hill was arrested in May, more than 2 years after Murdaugh was found guilty of murdering his wife Maggie and younger son Paul, who were found dead with gunshot wounds near the dog kennels at their family's hunting estate in 2021. The arrest warrant said Hill violated a judge's order to keep sealed photographs from the public, then gave false and misleading testimony during a hearing in January of 2024 when she denied she allowed anyone from the press to view the exhibits. She was also charged with misconduct for using her office to promote a book she co-authored about the trial on social media. The judge in the case said he didn't think Hill deserved to be incarcerated and sentenced her to 3 years probation and 100 hours of community service. There's more on this story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
Empowering West Texas with news that matters. News Talk 95.1 FM, 790 AM, KFYO.
Don't forget about Chad. Find Chad on social media at Chad Hasty Radio on X and Instagram. It's the Chad Hasty Show.
Welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show. We just had Lawrence come by, drop off some toys. Thank you, Lawrence. Appreciate that. And, more toys on their way. Definitely. Absolutely. It's the Chad Hasty Show Christmas Toy Drive going on the rest of this week and next week, benefiting the Texas Girls and Boys Ranch. If you can't make it up here to donate toys, that's okay. New and unwrapped toys, that's what we're taking. If you can't make it up here, it's not a problem because you can do what many have done, which is also go on to our wish list on Amazon and you can make a purchase there. And there's some really cool stuff on here, like a lot of Lego stuff. You know, kids love Legos. You got a lot of Lego stuff. You got some different art books. Kids love art. You got some different art books that can be picked up. A lot of the magnet stuff that's big right now. You can always make a purchase of some of those. We've also got different board games that are out there that kids enjoy playing. We've had some tricycles donated too. Yeah, some tricycles that have been donated, and some kids. I love this one. We have had some people who have picked up and donated the kids drum set, which you just know will make some parents very happy when the kids will love it, though. Let me tell you. So we've had just so many great toys that have been sent our way. And again, you can make those purchases just right there on the Amazon wish list. Go through the entire list, see what we have and what you'd like to purchase, and send our way. We'll make sure it gets to the Texas Girls and Boys Ranch. And again, just search for Chad Hasty under the registries list. You'll be able to find the toy drive right there. Easy to find and easy to contribute to and help out. All right. Let's see. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can weigh in, sound off on any of the big topics, big issues of the day. And, of course, we want to hear from you as well on some of the things that you were told as a child. You believed it growing up until one day you went, that does not sound right. We had a listener on the app chat. Let's see. Davey weighed in on the app chat. Said, I believe that if I eat watermelon seeds or swallowed watermelon seeds, they would grow in my stomach. They also put, no, I wasn't a dumb kid either. I think a lot of kids believe that one. I don't know where, I can't remember who, like, if it was a parent that told us that or just some other kid. But that was a common one. Let's see, another listener says that you'll grow healthy and strong if you finish everything on your plate. I just got fat. Oh, that's funny. That's a good one. I like that. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. You can send in your thoughts on the text line and let us know your thoughts on any of the issues of the day. Trump ordering government to fight state AI laws. This is something that Trump may get some pushback from Republican and Democrat states. The White House issued an executive order meant to override states' regulations on artificial intelligence. The order is intended to boost the AI industry, which has been eager for a national law rolling back state regulations governing the fast-moving technology. The idea has crashed against political roadblocks in Congress. Two previous efforts this year collapsed, in part because of the GOP opposition. The executive order, designed in part to circumvent the process by bringing the power of the federal government to challenge state laws, an approach that even some supporters worry could be legally fragile. Trump signed the law alongside Senator Ted Cruz, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, and House AI czar David Sachs. The full text mirrors a draft version of the executive order that leaked in November that tasked federal agencies with stamping out state AI regulations. The order creates a litigation task force run by the Department of Justice that will decide which state AI laws are worth challenging. The order also empowers Lutnick to restrict federal broadband funds from state with onerous AI laws. The executive order was shelved in November as House leadership made a last-minute push to tack AI preemption language into the onto the year-end defense policy package. That effort collapsed. The order also directs government lawyers to challenge state laws on the grounds that federal regulations preempt them and the states are unconstitutionally regulating interstate commerce. Many in the tech industry favor a single federal AI standard over a patchwork of state AI laws they find increasingly burdensome. Kids' safety advocates are divided on whether trading away state AI rules for online protections for children is something they can live with. Industry is also split on whether carve-outs for kids' safety laws can be more onerous than state laws. Well, I can definitely see where, on one hand, if you're in the AI tech world, it is probably better to have one blanket, set of rules to play by across the entire United States. On the other hand, let's remember, if it's not in the Constitution, it should be up to the states to regulate. That is a conservative value. That if it's not something that's in the Constitution, then the states should have every power to regulate and to move forward on some of these laws. In particular, you look at some of these states that have passed laws when it comes to protecting kids from some of the online stuff. One could make the argument that states shouldn't do it, that it should be parents, but there's a lot of talk. About continuing to push these bans on social media. You know who doesn't like that? Social media, the tech people. They don't like these bans that are going to affect in different states. They don't like these bans at all. And so I'm wondering if you're going to see a clash on some of this moving forward. Because I think a lot of people can agree, kids should not be on social media. The big question is it up to the parents to decide that? Is it up to the state to decide that? Or is it up to the nation to decide that? Is it up to the federal government to decide what your kid can do online? In a way, you already have that on certain things. But when it comes to social media, again, is that a parent's issue? Is that a state's issue? Or is that a federal issue? You look at, is it Australia that banned under 16 from social media? I think it was Australia that recently did that. Now, a lot of kids can find their way around it, and a lot of kids can find ways to still access social media if they really want to. I mean, that's been a back and forth forever, you ban something that for kids, kids are going to find a way. They're going to find a way to get what they can't have. So this is going to be something, I think, as the technology increases and as you see maybe some of these lawsuits that go between the federal government and the states over who has, I guess you could say, jurisdiction, it's going to be something very interesting to see play out in the court system. 806-680-2790. That's 806-680-2790. When we come back, your phone calls, your text, and more.
The Chad Hasty Show can be heard all over West Texas. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m. Tune into News Talk 95.1 and 790 KFYO in Lubbock. News Talk 940 in Amarillo. News Talk 94.7 and 1470 KYYW in Abilene and in Wichita Falls on News Talk 96.3 and 1290. The Chad Hastie Show. Make it a part of your drive home. Weekdays from 5 to 7 p.m.
When you're driving, the reflectors on the roadway are white. But did you know they'll shine bright red if you're driving the wrong way? That's a sight you'll never want to see. Wrong way driving usually occurs at night when drivers are tired, have been drinking alcohol, or when visibility is limited. Don't be a wrong way driver. Pay attention to road signs and never drink and drive. Because there's no right way to be a wrong way driver. Be safe. Drive smart. A message from TxDOT.
Bill Cunningham here, The Great American, every Sunday night with guest commentaries, phone calls, and more. We expose political obfuscation, ridiculous immigration policies, and absurd government spending that causes more problems than it solves. The Great American Experiment continues as we fight like warrior poets for the soul of this great country of ours. Be part of this action every Sunday night with The Great American, Bill Cunningham.
Bill Cunningham, Sunday nights at 9 on News Talk KFYO.
Back on the Chad Hastie Show. So next year, in the FIFA World Cup, Nick, are you a big fan of soccer? Are you going to be watching the World Cup? No. Well, the World Cup, you're going to have a match in Seattle. That's right. Seattle will be hosting a match. It has been designated the Pride Match. You know, because it's happening on June 26th, and it's during Pride Weekend, I guess, Pride Month in the United States. And, in Seattle, they celebrate Pride Month. They're big in Pride Month over in Seattle. Big into it. Here's my question. Are we going to see the Democrats, the liberal crazies who are all marching in favor of Hamas? What are they going to do when Egypt and Iran face each other in the Pride match? Egypt and Iran are pissed. They are very upset that their game is being considered the LGBTQ community's pride match in Seattle. You see, in Egypt and in Iran, it's totally illegal to be gay. You can be killed, especially in Iran, if you're gay. And the pride match in Seattle, you think they're going to have any pride flags in the audience? You think that? What do you think? You think Seattle's going to have put up any pride flags around the stadium? Well, I bet they will. I want to see how this goes. And I want to see those pro-Hamas students. Come on now. I want to see them outside that stadium defending Iran and Egypt. Remember, you had all these chicks, all these students, all these college girls who are out there saying there's better places in the U.S. for gay people, like in the Middle East. There's all these places are better. The U.S. is so dangerous for gay people. Okay? Tell you what. Why don't you sneak into that stadium and try to pass the pride flag around and see what happens? The head of Iran's Football Federation was quoted by local news agencies saying both countries have raised objections against the issue, which he labeled an irrational move that supports a certain group. In a statement Tuesday, the Egyptian Football Association sent a letter to FIFA state of the country categorically rejects holding any activities related to supporting homosexuality during the match between Egypt and Iran, citing contradictions to cultural, religious, and social values in the region, especially in Arab and Islamic societies. In Iran, homosexual conduct is punishable by death. In Egypt, the country's morality laws are often used to suppress LGBT rights, leading to arrest and prosecution, according to Human Rights Watch. But I thought it was the United States where it's dangerous to be gay. I thought it was the United States where it's horrible to be gay in the United States. It's horrible. It's your life is at risk in the United States if you're trans. Really? You want to go hang out in Iran for a while? Because you folks have been defending Iran. You've been defending Iran. You've been defending that mindset. Well, here you go. They're going to be in Seattle next year. Bunch of Iranians, a bunch of Egyptians. What are you going to do? You think you'll see anybody on the left protest Iran? You think you'll see anybody out there protesting either of these two countries? Probably not. Probably not. They're probably not going to go and try to get inside the stadium and preach to them about how the LGBTQ flag is a flag for all people. They're not going to do that because they can get away with it in America. Because in reality, no one's really under threat of being gay in America. If you're gay in America, nobody really gives a damn unless you're trying to convert some children. But in Iran, ooh, it's totally different. I will say it does make me a little bit happy that Iran and Egypt got the LGBT game in Seattle. That's pretty good. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Stay safe, stay healthy. God bless you all. Don't forget to donate those toys tomorrow, Friday, 1 to 5 p.m. here at the radio station, 4413 82nd Street, Suite 300. If you can't make it here, you got next week. If you can't make it, guess what? The Amazon wish list. It's the place for you to donate. Just look up Chad Hasty under registries, and you can donate that way. Have a great evening. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Chad Hasty Show, a presentation of Texas Town Square Media Network. The views and opinions expressed during the Chad Hasty Show are not necessarily the views of this station's staff, management, advertisers, or Town Square Media.